There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here on a football Friday. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live with you downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. On tap today, over the next 3 hours, we have a Circa Survivor winner from last year in studio, Chris Piper. We'll go over his strategy for this year, how he was able to get down 30 entries, and why he's only got 10 left. Amazingly bad first week, I would say.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people, yeah.
Adam Chernoff, 90 minutes. We will concentrate on player props with him at that time. Chuck Edel, how do you like his return last week?
Gangsta.
4-0, bang, bang. And Jeff Siegel back into the show on some horse racing as well. I'm going to make a comment, and then I'm going to run out of the studio and duck. Last night's game, you could actually make a case that both teams should have covered.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah.
I understand. I mean, the way the game flowed and the way it turned out to actually go. And I say that because to me, and look, did I make a mistake? I played the Chiefs -4 in one of the contests here. So I had to put my plays in early. And I thought, okay, with that being said, I thought the right side of the game was clearly the Chargers. But the way it went and the way it finished, where every person in the world who's streaming was working last night, they're screaming, get Herbert out of the game. He's hurt. You need to see like if he has broken ribs or not.
Yeah.
He cannot run to go pick up 2 yards in the first down. And the next play after that, he throws a 30-yard laser that like 7 quarterbacks in history could make. And then they score a touchdown to get the backdoor cover. I don't know what the hell happened in the final minutes there.
I know. I thought it was going to fall for. Andy Reid's kicking from the 1 yard line. Chiefs were horrendous all game in short yardage. Staley, as some people tweeted, we've lost Staley. Punting 4th and 2, kicked a field goal, and then when he's supposed to kick the field goal with an injured quarterback, he goes for it and he throws the touchdown pass.
Correct.
You're right, but then again, I live and breathe. As I've said before the season, I don't trust this organization. I don't care who the coach is. I've been watching this for 15 years, this excrement sandwich, and they lose games. They find new ways every year, every week to new ways to lose, invent new ways to lose. And that's that. They had no business losing that game last night.
Nope.
I mean, you are driving to take the lead. Everett wants out of the game. He's signaling out. And they go, it's first and goal from the two. They go, hurry up.
They go, yep.
No, what's your hurry?
Yeah, they saw it and they said, no, we're going to go hurry up, right. Stay in the game.
So then the guy who wants out of the game, they throw to. Right. And I guess he quits on the route, miscommunication.
Well, he was done. He was out of breath.
Sure. I mean, nothing.
You saw that because the mouthpiece flew out. And he sits there as soon as it's picked up. He's like, I'm not going after him. I'm going to pick up my mouthpiece instead.
Yeah, and that's the guy they throw to.
Right. And then after he's like, guys, and you can see him like, get me out of the game. It's like he has asthma. They're like, no, we're going to go hurry up.
Right, and they go to him.
And then
hurry up, and they throw to him. And Herbert can't make the tackle either.
Well, and then, that killed you because of...
That
killed both of us because I had Everett anytime touchdown.
Right.
Right, he gets down, a great play to get all the way down to the 4-yard line. They go back to him. Herbert staring him down like he's, a supermodel in a bikini, like, hey, look at that. Wow, all of a sudden he has to go there.
Yeah.
And then the 99-yard touchdown to the house by the rookie.
Yeah.
Completely flips the game.
Yeah.
Along with, Staley's... What happened to Staley, though? What happened to this ultra-aggressive guy? I'm going to come in here. I'm a fresh face. I've never had a head coaching gig before. The math tells me to go for it on fourth and short all the time. When it does, I'm going to go for it. He did that all the time last year.
Went quickly? He went for it on his own 20 last year in a game against the Ravens.
That's right.
And now he's got fourth and short, and he's punting from midfield.
Yes, yes.
So
he's good. Now he's doing anti-math.
Right.
And I follow the proper Twitter accounts, right, that they are on the stuff right away with the punting, the go for it, the percentages. Every single time last night, it's like, now he made another mistake.
Yeah.
The percentages say go for it there. And there was one, in fact, because I have them right in front of me right now. There was a fourth and two at the KC 47.
Right.
They couldn't pick up anything on third and two when, of course, they were going shotgun. Herbert took the sack for 1 yard to create a fourth and two at the 48. No, they punted there as well. And it was somebody from ESPN who tweeted out, that is going to rival one of the worst punts of the entire year. One of the worst decisions to actually go out there and punt.
Yeah, and I forgot he also did the same thing in the pivotal Week 18 game against the Raiders. I think he went for it inside his own 30, and it didn't work out. I mean, he had no problem on the sneak on fourth and one. That got there, no problem.
Right.
Going hurry up there, that actually worked. But right, and then he kicks the field goal, fourth and two. I don't know what Andy Reid's doing. Hold my beer. Andy Reid kicking from the one. But everything works out for Reid and the Chiefs.
Well, how come they're...
You just can't lose that game if you're the Chargers.
No, you can't. How come the Chiefs are so bad or were so bad last night in short yardage?
I don't know.
I mean, when they ran that underneath, shuffle pass to Travis Kelce, they were going 1,000 miles an hour and it had no chance to work.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
They were discombobulated. It's like, what?
Well, how many times are you going to run that play? You ran it to death against Arizona. I watch your game film.
Yeah.
I know what you do from week to week.
Yeah, we know what's in the arsenal here.
The cat's out of the bag with that play. But between shotgun and not being creative and bizarre play calling, yes, absolutely.
Is it possible that Mahomes can go on a quarterback sneak?
Yeah, that too.
Do they have that as an option? Or is that in his contract where it's like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to, I can't go under center and quarterback sneak at a fourth and one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Always with the shotgun.
It's like the first touchdown pass, right? It's like Tecmo Bowl. Am I going to run? Am I going to push it back? Oh, he might run. No, I'm going to run back. Okay, wide open touchdown. Yep. Piece of cake.
How about that second touchdown?
Yep.
I mean.
Oh, come on.
Both those quarterbacks are so good. He runs up. Yeah, you're right. He just flicks it like this.
Flicked it.
And it just bam, where do you want it?
Yep.
For a long touchdown that.
I like Bieniemy too, but can you mix in a little Allaire? I mean, I know he got stepped on early, but 8 carries?
He looked good last night.
Well, give him the ball.
I thought he looked really good last night. Yeah.
Yeah. Bizarre game. Bizarre game. Shenanigans. Backdoor cover. Had nobody supposed to kick the field goal. Put it on 7. My God. Everything.
You know, the way that was also when, it's 24-17 Chiefs ball and it's on first down. And I'm thinking to myself, if they don't get it here, and they're probably not going to be so aggressive to score a touchdown, they're going to be comfortable playing for a field goal. That prop that we bet yesterday was under 3.5 field goals for various reasons. It's they're going to kick a field goal here, and that's going to be 27-17. And what's going to happen, the Chargers have the ball here with only a couple of minutes left. They're going to go down, and Staley's going to do the correct thing and kick the field goal. And if they make it, that's going to go over the prop, and they'll have an onside kick with plenty of time left and use timeouts if they don't get it.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He was stubborn and went for the touchdown.
Right. So we did this before the season started. DraftKings had it. Teams to start 5-0. I mean, if they won that game, they're really in business.
Yeah.
I mean, they still can do, because look what's coming up now for the Chargers. Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland, Denver, and Seattle at home, and they go to Atlanta. Very good chance they cash that prop. And then they'll blow one of those games. I mean, they'll be favored, but we saw what happened last time they went to Houston. They could be 6-1, they could be 7-1, but knowing this organization, They'll probably give away a game or two. And then, I mean, legitimately, though, how concerned are you with Staley with this 180? You have to be.
Oh, I'm way more concerned today than at any time before.
It wasn't just one call. It was like four bizarre calls.
No, it was over and over and over again. And don't forget, he did it last week against the Raiders as well. I think the media who crushed him last year, I think they got to him. And I think he heard all of it, and I think he said, I can't do it again. I don't know if there's any pressure from up top either. Like, look, we get it going forward on fourth down, but you were too aggressive a season ago. That's me speculating and me guessing.
And why was Herbert in the game? When everyone's, get him out, he's hurt, and then a ball.
I know, but then he comes out and he makes those passes to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So here is Brandon Staley after the game talking about his warrior that he has at quarterback.
It was a tough game, and you're not going to see a quarterback in any level of football play tougher and do more for their team and will their team to give them a chance than him. There's nobody that can do what he can do. Nobody. He showed a lot of guts. He showed us what he shows every day, that we're never out of the fight, and he brought us back and gave us a chance.
Honestly, it almost sounded like he was going to break down there and cry.
Yeah.
And I know that they were saying all the right things last night. Well, he had to go get x-rays immediately after the game, as one would expect.
Yeah.
But they're saying he's going to be okay. Is he?
That game had everything. How about the James WWE body slam? Rampage Jackson body slam.
So that's legal?
What he was doing. I know. Pick you up, pile drive you, too. How'd it go? 11 years, $13 billion. Buffering issues. Yeah, if you paused it, going back, forget about it. If you paused it and wanted to rewind.
So I did that once. I wanted to go watch that sequence again where Mahomes basically threw the two INTs that were not INTs. And when I came back and tried to get to real time, it automatically put me over on something called Dudes versus Pro. Dude Perfect, evidently big with the kids.
What is it?
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect, okay.
I couldn't get it off for like 3 minutes. I'm like, what the hell happened? And I had to exit the app.
People were saying when you would rewind it, go all the way to the pregame.
Oh, to the very beginning.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
That was happening.
I would say for the most part, though, the streaming was pretty good on my end. Uh-huh. Now, it was weird because I tried it on two different TVs at the same time. And on the main TV where I was watching the regular feed, I turned on another one. The second time I put it on, it was probably 20 seconds ahead of the regular feed.
What'd you think? Our buddy Fitz said it was about 22 seconds
I counted about 16 seconds on the feed that I was on. Right. All these feeds could be different,
that's
by the
true.
Way. Good point by you on
yes,
X last night.
Yes, it is. You don't know what... Yes.
I might have 12 seconds. You might have 25. I don't know.
Right. The in-play shenanigans. I paused it, and then I wanted... that didn't work out either. I just had to go back to where the actual live game, where it was. And then I guess they worked something out with 300,000 bars, too. Get in that Amazon.
Okay. Yeah. And I will tell you this, thanks to one of our viewers who tweeted me last night. I did not get in there until the fourth quarter, but next week, pay attention to the Prime Stats channel. I will not turn it off the channel. It's still Herb Street and Michael's on the call. They give you the overview, so it's all 22.
How do I get on?
You see, it's one of the apps. They have it on a separate app.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, it pops right up. I didn't see it right away.
What's it called? Primetime Stats?
Prime Stats. Amazon Prime Stats, and it's all next gen, and it runs down the stats as they're happening in real time. Oh, okay. It's brilliant. That is going to be my main feed on every single Amazon Prime game.
Okay.
I love the option.
I told you, too. I told you. DraftKings, the sponsor, just every guy picking a prop, putting together their same game parlay. That's it. The thing was 30 seconds.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is there more time?
There you go.
Probably deserve more time there.
I would also think for the sponsor, too, for what DraftKings is.
Yeah. Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special lace-up. For every week with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance, what they offer every single Sunday, build a parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Win-lose coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Bacardi Spiced Rum, blended with natural flavors and spices for a bold yet smooth taste. Please drink responsibly. Horvath did it again.
First touchdown of the game. 70-1, 75-1 at Bet Rivers, 60-1 other spots. Surprisingly, he was only 40-1 here. He scored the first touchdown in both Charger games so far.
Yeah, yeah.
How that, funky is that?
Well, I mean, what's he going to be next week now? Down to 20-1?
Uh-huh. Will it be a defensive or special teams touchdown? Right in my face. Yes, plus 275. Watson with the pick six. He was working at Wendy's not that long ago with his mother. What a story that is.
Seventh round pick.
Wow. That is awesome. Williams, anytime touchdown, plus 125. You get there. Palmer, anytime touchdown, plus 280. Longest touchdown because of the pick six, over 44 and a half. Halftime, full-time. Chargers, Chiefs, that paid 6-1. And Reds surprised the Cardinals, plus 230. I don't know. You figure it out. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends at Pauly Does Vegas on Instagram. The videos were dynamite yesterday. Send it in. We'll put you on TV. This is called You're Not Allowed in the Baby's Room, okay?
Oh, so good.
It's a dog comes in. The dog is in the baby's room and walks in, probably like army style, right? And then he just, like he's scratching himself and just playing on the carpet, knowing about it. This is like the forbidden fruit here. I know I'm not supposed to be in this room, and now it's just, okay, I'm sneaking in. Let me just enjoy the carpet.
Yeah.
Let me just stretch out. I'm not allowed in this room. I'm breaking bad.
Yeah, nobody's going to see me. I'm not going to get busted. Yeah. They have no idea I'm going to be in here. I'll get out before anybody gets home.
Yeah, that's awesome. Look at the bulldog here on the skateboard. Look at that big fella coming through all these people, setting the record. Look at him going through like legs of 30 people. Calm, cool, and collected.
Boy, they really went out of their way here. They have cameras set up for every single angle.
I know, right? Yeah, they knew he had it in him. Look at this. Look how long that line is. And the bulldog had it the whole time. Little push, right? Yeah, swerving. He's got some, yeah.
So you're telling me that there's like a niche or a small group of dogs that are better skateboarders than you or me ever could be?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Like, that exists.
And why are they bulldogs? And sometimes
that's,
French.
That's, it's always
have
smaller.
You noticed that?
Yes, absolutely.
They're
same
French,
kind of breeds. Yeah,
yeah, French bulldogs are very good. I mean, they'll get down and put the paw on the ground and get that extra oomph and push as well, right? Let's go to Africa. Huh? Why not on a Friday morning? Typical traffic, right? Zebras, giraffes crossing the road. It's going to be a delay here, Mitch. You think what you have the problem? Hello, our friends in Southern California with horrendous traffic there in L.A. This is just your typical. I mean, they keep coming out of the woodwork here. How many of them? That's like a 50 giraffe and zebras coming through. That's going to take a while.
That would make the safari worth it.
That's right.
Imagine seeing that in person.
Yeah. Did you see the video making the rounds where they're on a safari and the tiger opens the door?
I did.
The car door?
He comes up.
Yeah.
And he's like,
with
they come
mouth.
To the window like, hey, buddy. And then sure. he opens it up.
The door. Yeah, sure. Like Jurassic Park. Can they open doors? The dinosaurs? We got a problem.
Yeah.
Absolutely. One lose. Some Cardinals took money $250 up to $280. And they lose at home to the Reds. Let's do the same thing. Let's go to Brazil. Right? Charlie M. found his wife in Brazil. The alligator crocodile's out of control. Look at this. Taking over the beaches. What is that? 1,000 of them or more?
Come on.
How many is that?
Has to be.
This is bonkos.
Yeah, you don't even see the end of it. So, I mean,
there's no end in sight. It's nothing but crocodiles.
And how many are in the water compared to actually on the beach?
That's true. Right. Right. Imagine you wake up and you see that. No, thank you. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Please drink responsibly. There you go. So, all right. Let us know how it went for you yesterday on Amazon Prime, too. I mean, just a lot of people were putting videos up there, and that's going to be the run down about 15 more, I think, on Thursday. So the pause, rewind, the buffering, all that business.
I honestly think it's going to be inconsistent from different regions of the country or even different, like, zip codes.
Interesting.
Because I saw a lot of people, you know, not happy last night. At the same time, I was getting a ton of people from all over saying, it's going well for me. I like it.
Yeah.
So far, it looks great. By the way, like, the quality on TV, when it was working for everyone, it was awesome. I thought it looked really good. And, I mean, it is Uncle Al in the booth.
Love Al.
So he's on the Mount Rushmore. And what do you think of Herbie?
Yeah. He's fine.
He's good. You can tell he does his homework.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
He's ready to go.
You worry about the guy wearing down.
That's what I think,
you
too.
You Thursday,
I mean,
then you got game day, then you're doing another game.
So it's Thursday night, late. I mean, today's already Friday. He's got to go to different pockets. Like, he has to be in, what, Boone, North Carolina tomorrow?
Yeah.
For App State?
Yeah.
And that's bright and early? That wear and tear is going to... But anyway, if he can do it, good for him.
Yeah, but what game is he on? Then he goes to the game.
Yeah.
A little helicopter action, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. How about some Week 2 numbers? And these are all available at vsin.com. In fact, if you want these, I just tweeted them out at Mitch Moss Radio. Teams that to look at maybe overreaction to what happened in Week 1, then finding good value in Week 2. Teams that won by 3 points or fewer in Week 1 are 33-17-1 to the under. That's 64.7% in Week 2 since 2005 to the under. So that's the Jets-Browns game, Buccaneers-Saints,
yep.
Panthers-Giants, New England-Pittsburgh, and Seattle-San Francisco. A lot of games there. Week 2 teams that went under their Week 1 total by at least 17 points are 24-14 to the over since 2008. That's 63%. So the over in the Miami-Baltimore game, Tampa-New Orleans, New England-Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati-Dallas.
There's a couple of weird ones this week.
Well, those are a couple of weird ones but
this one makes sense. The team that gets blown out in Week 1, bet on them in Week 2.
Sure.
If you lose by double digits in Week 1,
yep,
they usually respond. The other funky one, did you see this one? Ralph Michaels had it and other people was making the rounds. If you start out Week 2, if back-to-back road games, the team playing another road game Week 2 has covered 8 in a row. So that's Tampa, Indy, and New England.
Okay.
How funky is that?
Yeah, yeah.
I know it's a small sample, but I found that interesting.
Well, here you go. Again, this one goes back over the last 10 seasons. Week 2 teams that lost by double digits in Week 1 are 63%. That's 41-24-2
yep.
ATS and plus 14.6 units in that time. This week, that would mean the Jets, Patriots, Rams, Cowboys, Cardinals, and the Packers. And it does make sense, right? Like Week 1, holy hell, what happened, guys? And they go back and they just, you know, they get chewed out by their coach. the staff the entire week, get their heads on straight. These are professionals, and they get it corrected in week two, and it's been profitable that way. But I did want to ask you, did you take anything away from last night's game specifically at how well the Chargers played and how they should have won that game, and they played the Raiders last week? The Raiders almost beat them, and the Raiders didn't play well.
Right.
And meanwhile, the Raiders played the Cardinals this week, and the Cardinals got just manhandled by the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, people agree with you. I mean, but this is before the game with the Raider money as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-Arizona, and that's, that was an interesting observation. That the Raiders did not play well, -3 in the turnover battle, sacked 6 times, and here's Carr with the ball, and McDaniel said he's a reason why we lost, but with a chance to win the game.
Yeah, how about teams that had a week one divisional win of 7 points or more since 2006, 24-16-2 ATS, that's 60%.
Okay.
Those two teams would be Miami and Minnesota this week.
Those are two tough games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I lean Baltimore, and I know it didn't go. They've owned Miami, but it didn't go well last year. Had all kinds of issues with picking up the blitz. But that's, I can't get there with Miami. Tua's got to prove it to me. And also the Monday night game. That's the late Monday night game is awesome.
I'm on board, and I've been betting Minnesota teasers this week.
Okay.
To get them up past 7, catch 8. In fact, I did catch 8.5 on one of my teasers, 6-point teaser yesterday. So I like that bet. I think that's going to be a close game. And by the way, it's like that game had, you know, the last two primetime games so far early on here in the season, last night and then the Monday night game where it's just like, I mean, chaos. Don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Right.
If that doesn't happen in the late Monday night game, I'll be stunned. Like if we come in on Tuesday morning and it's not just total pandemonium in the Vikings-Eagles game, it's going to be kind of a letdown. Because it does have like 28-27, both teams could have won. Somehow some team blew it, major comeback, whatever, written all over it. And I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee and Buffalo kind of is weird as well. What happens?
Well, the Bills had all that time off too. I guess it could work against them. But the Bills just should be waiting on them and just beat the hell out of them.
Well, I mean, hence the point spread now.
Come on. You were awesome on Thursday night. You had all this time off, and Tennessee loses to the Giants.
Yep. I could not stop thinking about that, though, last night. Because the Chargers were the better side.
Yeah. No
and,
doubt.
And there's, I mean, think of everything that went wrong. The INT at the goal line that goes back 99 yards. The dropped INTs that they had in Mahomes last night.
Oh, good point. That should have been a pick six.
No,
yeah, that's
easily.
A good point. Mahomes should have had the pick six before.
Yep.
You're right. They dropped several interceptions. Yep. No doubt about it.
And I'm watching that thinking, they're doing this to KC right now, and meanwhile, KC took apart Arizona. Oh, boy, it's going to be a rude awakening again for the Cardinals this week. But could be a reach as well.
This guy's got to pick a street. I mean, I don't... This,
I know, yes.
This kicking field goals, going for it, business. Andy Reid. Fourth and goal from the one. I mean, that was the win probability dropped like a rock after that.
Did you feel that both coaches were scared last night?
Yeah.
That's the sense that I got in the first half.
I didn't expect that at all, right?
No, neither did I.
Go aggressive as you're playing in Mahomes, right? Yeah.
We will get into the early games on Sunday. Coming up next, this angle has hit at nearly 70% ATS all the way back since 2003.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Subscribe to VSiN Pro. Get full access to everything we do, including our daily picks at a glance recap of the plays made by every host and guest, 24/7 video, pro tools like the exclusive betting splits and the pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game. Sign up on the discounted football special. They get pro access to everything we do through the Super Bowl for $175 or save 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription. Bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right. The early Sunday slate in the NFL. Let's begin with the Jets at the Browns. I'm looking across the board right now. Cleveland favored by 6.5 almost everywhere. The total down to 39.5, even a 39 popping up at one or two different spots.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, do you?
I don't see points.
Well, unless you get like some, the heat comes on Flacco again. They get to him a lot, turnovers, which you could see turnover stuff. How about yesterday, though, for the Browns? Njoku did not practice, same as their tackle Conklin. Could be big. The running game's so big for Cleveland. And now these numbers on the Jets in September, Paulie, that you have. And some of the stuff on the Browns actually pretty good.
Sure.
Recently.
Jets have lost 13 straight games in September. So Salah still keeping those receipts. But the other thing,
The Browns haven't started 2-0 since Belichick in 93. So that's on the line, too. And then the Jets have this funky schedule where their first four games is against the AFC North. So that continues the first four games here. What happened? Throw it out. You look at the stats, throw it all out. What happened with Flacco and the numbers are completely phony and empty calories?
Yep.
It was in garbage time. That's when he got to work and put up all his numbers and his passing yards. So it's a recipe for disaster here. I also like the sack prop over. I mean, the Browns really should eat and get healthy against this porous offensive line and with a quarterback who cannot move. I think Chubb can be this year's Taylor. He can get him going on the ground and help out Brissett, who did enough and played well in the week one win. But he can't move and you can't protect him. So you saw what the Ravens did to him, and now you're going on the road against Cleveland. And the fact that all this controversy about why isn't Mike White starting? And who knows, maybe we see him next week. But Flacco is 0-6 as a Jet now, yep, too, with the loss.
I'm pondering the Browns in survivor pools.
Well, really?
Yeah, that's a consideration for sure.
All right.
7 of the last 8 Browns home openers have gone over, and the Browns have lost 5 straight games ATS when favored, though. So they have that going against them. I did see one very well-respected bookmaker here in town yesterday on a video say that he likes the Jets a lot this week to cover and to maybe even win it outright. So that scared me a little bit when I heard that, because pretty sharp guy. Here is Robert Saleh. By still this agenda, pissed off. I'm watching you. I'm writing your name down.
I think everyone in the locker room, including the coaching staff, knows how we all feel about one another and how much confidence we have in one another. And my words, my display of emotion, which I do my best to control up here, is that I've got conviction over it. And, this is not the same old Jets. But until we win, until we prove it, which is on us as coaches and on us as players, the shots will keep on coming. And so we welcome them, keep bringing them. It's not going to change our mission, and that's to bring this organization and this fan base a winner.
Well, okay, but how about we see something? You're a defensive guy, and we haven't seen it in your entire tenure. Guys are running wide open last week in the second, and again, it was a phony score. It's 24-3 late.
Sure.
I mean, you did nothing. I mean, can you do something defensively? You have the shutdown quarter now in Sauce. No one throws at him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but you gave up 30 points a game last year. Stop somebody first.
Yep. Commanders play at the Lions on Sunday. Detroit favored by 1.5. Totals at 48.5. How about this? Week 2 favorites or dogs of less than 3 points. Playing an opponent that scored more than 30 points in week 1 are 44-14 straight up, 38-17-3 ATS, 69% since 2003. That goes to Washington as their dog of 3 or fewer, and Detroit scored more than 30 last week.
Yeah. Here we go. Right? First time in 24 games they're favored. Should the Lions really be favored? Come on now. Are we getting carried away here? They were down 17 against the Eagles.
Early in the week, I said yes.
Okay.
But I did play Commanders on teasers this week as well.
All right. Now, here's what I want to give you as well. And I said this during Hard Knocks. I just thought this, Glenn, too much. I do not trust this coaching staff. And I know they play hard and they were in it and they got the money last week. But it's 24th against the pass last year, 28th against the run, 31st in points allowed. Hutchinson, no tackles last week. And then Campbell comes out with the surprise onside kick that backfires and leads to points. I don't trust this coaching staff. I don't like them. So, and I don't think they should be favored. And I know you're right. The interceptions were horrible in Mickey Mouse last week, but Wentz did throw 4 touchdown passes and at times looked pretty good. So, again, the Lions have to prove it to me that they can go on and do it. And I don't trust that defense. Mm. And I know it was the Eagles, but you have to stop somebody, and they haven't, much like the Jets, they haven't done it for years.
Are you going to play the Commanders like in contests?
I'm not going to do that. This is like the game, like I said. Jacksonville, Washington, I'd expect anything. And you are also right about Jacksonville. Drop touchdowns.
Oh, they're, yeah.
Kicking, passing on field goals inside the 5.
Mm-hmm.
The missed field goal before halftime. But this, I don't think the Lions should be favored, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is a blowout either way, though, too.
As you said, first time in 24 games.
I don't want to bet on Wentz.
Yeah. Dan Campbell asked about being favored this week.
I mean, those things, you know, I just try to tell these guys that all that doesn't matter. It just doesn't. I mean, you're supposed to win this. You're not supposed to win this. You're favored here. You got to play good. We have to play better than we played last week. Our details have to be much more precise, on point. The effort was fine. I mean, But, man, the details and the discipline have to show up, because it doesn't matter who you play. If you don't do that, you're not going to win. And if they do it better than we do, they'll beat us.
DeAndre Swift did not practice, although he is saying, and reporters are also suggesting he's going to be fine. He was awesome last week.
Yep.
Their center also missed practice.
Okay.
So something to keep an eye on there for sure. Pay attention to the injury report today.
Yep.
Because we're going to throw out a lot of names today that were either limited or mispracticed yesterday, and you need to pay attention to that today on Friday when it's obviously a big deal.
Very hard to bet on both of these quarterbacks. The decision-making. Oh, P.U. What Wentz did last week, what he has done, and Goff with the pick six, too, early. So it's hard to get there with both quarterbacks.
Are we going
to
get points in the Buccaneers-Saints game?
No, I bet it under. I bet under 46. Can you believe this now? This is seven in a row in the regular season. Saints over Tampa, right? And how they've owned Brady. 4-0. And every win by at least 9 points. Shut them out on the road last year. So this is just a funk. And they've 13 sacks. They know how to get to them. They know how to make them uncomfortable. And it's just astonishing that the success that they've had. And we'll see if Allen can keep it going. By the way, Tampa has won 12 in a row when they intercept the pass. You figure Winston's going to turn it over, right? But the other question is, what Winston and what New Orleans offense do I get? The one that stunk up the joint for three quarters? Or then it was how they finished. He finished 13 of 16 for 213 and two scores. That's when it's like, throw out the game plan. Let's unleash hell.
Sure.
And they pulled, and they came the furious comeback to get the win. Because he had 24 yards passing at halftime.
Right. Now,
he was awesome down the stretch.
Can the Saints run the football in the Buccaneers?
No.
I'm going to say probably not. And oh, by the way, no Kamara yesterday. On the Buccaneers side, no Mike Evans. Both those players missed practice yesterday.
Well, and if you saw, be fine, but
if you saw the Wednesday injury report for both those teams, it was like every single person doesn't look good.
Right, right.
And it came back to earth a little bit yesterday. But let me give you this from VSiN.com. Teams playing a second straight divisional game in week two are 33-13-1 straight up and 32-14-1 ATS. That's 69.6% since 2003. Plus 16.5 units. The teams that qualify this week, one of them would be the Saints.
Yep.
Second straight divisional game to begin the season. And teams playing as dogs in their second straight divisional game, 15-12-1 straight up, 19-9 ATS. That would be the Saints as well. So they're playing in their second straight divisional game and they're a dog the second time around. That's in week two since 2004, plus 9.1 units.
You had to be encouraged what you're reading and how Julio looked, though, in week one.
Oh, for sure.
That's big time.
Oh, yeah.
That he says, I'm healthy, I feel great. That changes things for the out. But they didn't do much against Dallas. That was just, let's go conservative. We know Dak's not going to have success on us. I mean, they didn't do much.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Good job by you. I mean, we'll see where this number closes. With a closing line value of getting under 46. Right now, 44.5 pretty much at most spots. Might still be a little bit high in this game.
But I don't see where the points are coming from. I don't see who's scoring in this game, and I don't see it in the New England game either. I can't see points in those two games.
Yeah. Anything on the Giants-Panthers game?
This is big for Matt Rhule. Very big.
I would agree with that.
You have a billionaire owner with a lot of money. And they had hype. If they start out 0-2, and this is big for Mayfield as well, fascinating matchup. We're getting carried away with the Giants, though, I think.
Okay. You absolutely must get McCaffrey the ball this week.
Yep.
More than what you did a week ago.
First half was vomit-inducing. Ridiculous. Well, then Oompa Loompas. I mean, what do you have, six passes knocked down at the line?
That's going to be his MO the entire time he's in the league.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule actually pointed out that the last 35 minutes of the game, they averaged 7.7 yards per play, would have been third in the NFL. Yeah, but what about the first 25 minutes? Come on, pal.
Yeah, going up for grabs.
Terrible.
Yes.
More NFL games coming up next. Favorites of 6 points or more, losing or tying in week one to bounce back in spectacular fashion for week two. The eye-popping ATS numbers coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Football season. The only way to bet is with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long, your go-to book for all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and great house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams and favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, more NFL games on the Sunday slate now. Patriots playing at the Steelers. New England laying 2.5. Total is 40.5 pretty much everywhere. Najee Harris was a full participant yesterday in practice for the Steelers. They have won 6 of 7 at home. The Pats have not covered in 5 of 6 games, and 5 of the last 6 between these two teams have stayed under the total.
How the mighty have fallen here. It's the first game, as I said yesterday, since 98 between these two with no Brady or Roethlisberger. And it's the first game since 98 that's not in prime time or the late afternoon showcase game. What happened last, when you're +5 in the turnover battle, you're supposed to blow somebody out, and Pittsburgh should have lost the game. So congratulations that you won, but that was ridiculous what happened. And with New England, here we go again. 7 points. The whole focus of the offseason and camp in the preseason. Who's calling the plays? They look awful on offense. What is going on? And they only score 7 points. And Mack was battling an injury, although he seems to be okay. But between Patricia and protection issues and turnovers and Bourne is in the doghouse, I mean, who's he throwing to? What's the scheme? What are we doing? It doesn't make any sense. And you made the playoffs last year. Not only did you make the playoffs, when we're going to Foxwoods and they have the big Monday night win, it's Super Bowl talk. I mean, New England was on a sick run there, but they also had a top five defense, and they lost a lot of guys too defensively. So I really think 6 wins is in play here.
Okay, you asked that question of who he's throwing to. The funny thing is they have the most expensive like receivers slash tight ends in the entire league. Can you believe that? And they're like no names.
No, I can't.
That's incredible.
Man.
And so it's like, can somebody possibly step up and make a play? But are we also going to, you know, Mac Jones, who was really good last year as a rookie quarterback, surprised a lot of people at his play. Is he going to get better?
Well,
or is he going to level off and potentially go the other way?
I would. He was supposed to improve. I don't think this coaching situation helps him out at all, or the fact he doesn't have a lot of weapons. It wasn't his. They had a beautiful drive to start the game, and then the fluke interception, right, batted up in the air. Then you get the defensive touchdown where it's a jailbreak turnstile. No one picks up the I don't even know what that was. But that Belichick saying, "Well, look at the turnover battle. That's why we lost." But Miami didn't do much offensively.
No, they
didn't. So I was surprised by New England's defense, how they hung in there.
So this game, the look-ahead line was pick 'em.
Yeah.
But people are so anti-Pittsburgh after what happened.
Well, sure.
They're now catching, you know, these points at home, like I talked about, and they didn't do much on offense either in that game. Can they open it up? Are they capable of opening it up with Mitchell Trubisky as the quarterback? He talked this week about not being so conservative.
I don't think it was a mindset. I think that's something that just progressed throughout the game. I know when your defense playing that well and they're getting turnovers, you just want to take care of the football. But we got to have that killer mindset, aggressive mentality to really take teams out of the game and just not allow them to keep it close. So I was proud of the way we took care of the football, but you got to have that aggressive mentality to score points. And it's not just the calls. It's got to be everybody on the field. It's got to be a player's mindset.
Do you think the Patriots blow them out?
No.
Okay, so then you're okay with Steelers on teasers?
Yeah.
At home, catching 8.5 points, as am I.
Okay. It figures to be a low-scoring game.
Yeah, exactly.
I
mean,
I don't see where points are coming. The other thing is, I guess when in doubt, you would take Belichick here. If they lose this game, because they play Baltimore next week. I mean, they could be looking at an 0-3 here. They could really go sideways in a hurry.
Oh, they should lose that game next week.
Yeah, they're 3-point dogs. That's at the be-all, end-all, but that's a tough game.
Now, how about this? Colts play at the Jags. For Indy yesterday, Michael Pittman, DeForest Buckner did not practice. Keep your eye on that today. The home team, Paulie, has won 9 straight in this series.
Why is this a house of horrors? Why? This is a good organization that usually makes the playoffs, and it hasn't mattered the quarterback, Rivers, Luck, Wentz. They haven't won in Jacksonville since 2014. And the loss when they had to have it last week, or last year in week 18, 26-11. You said something interesting yesterday, and I think you're onto something. What if Lawrence never figures it out? What if the turnovers continue and he missed a lot of guys? Mm-hmm. And the other thing came in, you had the new coach with Peterson, field goal issues, drop touchdowns, 13 penalties. And I also, Brady has ruined it for everybody. What if it's over for Matt Ryan? That you never know when it's coming. It just, guess what? It happened to Peyton Manning.
Oh, boy,
he can't throw anymore. It's over. He's old. Matt Ryan for 3 quarters. Yikes.
It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
No, you want to talk about empty calories. I thought that game, his numbers overall, the box score, misleading because they were down and buried the entire time.
Yep.
I'll give you this to pay off the tease. Week 1 favorites of 6 points or more that lost or tied, like Indy, have bounced back with a record of 18-4 straight up and ATS in week 2 since 2002. That is incredible. 81.8%. And in that 22-game sample size, plus 13.6 units. Yeah.
What is it about Jacksonville, though? They lost to him week 1 with Rivers. Jacksonville didn't win a game the rest of the season.
I don't think it's possible to answer that question because they've been bad the entire time, with the exception of 1 year here, Jacksonville, going back now for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Trevor Lawrence again. We were told again forever, best prospect since Andrew Luck, one of the best of all time. Has he ever once shown glimpses of that in the NFL? He has not. He's closer to a guy that you would look like. This is why I don't get it. Like, I bring up Davis Mills all the time. Like, he looked good last year. I think the guy can play, but he's a third-round pick, so people aren't like, the hype's not there. With this guy, he looks more like what you would expect out of a third-round pick. I got to be completely honest. So, Dolphins at the Ravens. Baltimore sitting at 3.5, total 44.5. A full workload on Thursday for J.K. Dobbins.
There you go.
But tackle Ronnie Stanley did not practice. Marlon Humphrey, secondary member, limited. But also for the Dolphins, their tackle, Terron Armstead, was also limited.
That's big, yeah. Right. Check his status. And the other thing is Baltimore already lost James and Fuller for the year in the win against the Jets. But I'll take the Ravens here. It was ugly last year on that Thursday night game. They couldn't handle the Miami blitz, but they have won 8 of 10 against Miami. Baltimore's won 6 home openers, and they're 14-2 in their last 16 home openers. What did Tua do? Okay. Other than McDaniel catching the Patriots with their pants down on the 4th and 7, which was a gutsy call from midfield. Right. Absolutely. So I will trust the Ravens at home and trust Jackson here. And it, again, Tua's got to prove it to me.
Yeah, I'm playing them in a contest this week for sure. I'm laying 3.5. Okay. I'm on Baltimore. I like them in this game.
Yep.
The Bengals at the Cowboys, you know the biggest story here. No Dak, obviously. Bengals up to 7.5 at some spots. Hovering around 7, though, at many others. Total 41.5 or 42. Now, I read this yesterday. T. Higgins, who had the concussion, he did not practice yesterday, but personal reasons, not the concussion. Other people are saying it doesn't look good for him to go this week. So, again, something to monitor here with the Bengals. Cincy, how kooky is this? They have won 6 straight following an overtime loss.
Really?
Yeah.
That is wild.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Wow. Yeah. Well, fix the special team, the snapping issues. Sure, right? I don't expect much out of Rush. And I would now this is good. We'll do this later. But what do you want to what do you want to do in Survivor? Because I know I'm one of the people saying I don't think it gets to Christmas. But your top plays are going to be. We have numbers on Green Bay. You won't believe coming up. But you're going to be Green Bay, probably the Rams. But if you want to use Cincinnati, do you want the road team? But also the unknown with Cooper Rush. I don't think he's going to do much anyway.
No, neither do I.
And I like this spot for the Bengals.
Yep. And here is the Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy talking about going from Prescott to another quarterback.
So as far as Cooper Rush, you know, we don't feel like there's really any limitations on what we want to do. I mean, he's as rehearsed in this offense as anybody. You know, him and Kellen, they go back, you know, to prior when I got here. So, and that's really the way we go about it. And it's no different with the left guard, the left tackle. You know, that's all part of the game plan process.
Oh boy.
He's not limited at all? What? Okay. He has no limitations?
Yeah, good luck with that.
So he's Russell Wilson, Mr. Yeah. Unlimited?
Look at the difference in pay. Again, when they lost the game last week, Burrow couldn't believe it. He just stared straight ahead, and an hour after the game, still had his uniform on.
Yep.
I think Burrow wants to get as a big game, and then they win.
Put it this way. Do you think the Cowboys are going to be +5 in turnovers against the Bengals this week?
There you go.
I don't. And I like the Bengals in survivor pools, and I also like them in teasers. I played them in teasers so far. Okay, here you go. Time for the pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers at vsin.com. Teams that lost by double digits in week one have hit at 63.1% in week two over the last 10 years. Teams in that group this week, the Jets, Pats, Rams, Cowboys, Cardinals, and the Packers. That was the pro tip for this hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day. And they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. All right, so there you go with most of the early games on Sunday, one late game. We'll get into the other part of the card coming up in the following hour. And up next, Chris Piper was one of 5 people to split the Circa Survivor Pool a year ago. He teamed up with friends and family to get 30 entries this year. He's already down to 10. What went wrong in week one? How does he adjust? He'll join us in studio coming up next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.